So you heard about this study that was put out by Dr. Torbjørn Tornquist, a geology professor at Tulane University. He's the lead author there. He says that the main message of the study is that New Orleans is not forever and we have to plan for our future. He also said there's no specific timeline for when the North Shore would essentially become waterfront property. Talked about the rate of subsidence and sea level rise along with all of that. Well, the folks over the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority have something a little different to offer. And Gordon Dove, the chairman of the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority, joins us. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Newell.
So, Gordon, I got to imagine the van is not backed up in your driveway. The boxes are not packed up and you're not headed out anytime soon.
Yeah, well, that's right, and also the sky's not falling. I mean, we're building barrier islands, we're building land bridges, we're building more levees than we've ever built before. Most levees are 15 to 20 feet, and sea level. The problem why that study is so ridiculous. He bases it on three meters to 7 meters. Of sea level rise, which is ridiculous because any other study you're going to look at, it will never be more than 1.5 meters. So, I mean, he's talking 10 to 21 feet. Well, in that case, Miami better move out, New York better move out, Boston better move out, Delaware better move out, and numerous coastal cities better move out. Galveston better completely move away. I mean, that's how ridiculous that study is, you know?
Well, at 21 feet, I don't know that there's only a few places along the East Coast, the West Coast, and probably no place on the Gulf Coast that could survive that, right?
Right. And it's just, I mean, it's, you know, he's basing it on something from thousands of years ago. Well, I mean, you know, guess what? In 10,000 years, we could have another ice age. I mean, if you want to predict, you know? I mean, so,
right.
You know, for his predictions, And to use the word start moving out is so ludicrous. New Orleans, you know, the federal government, and of course the state paid a fair share of that, built the $15 billion levee system with the largest pump stations in the world around Orleans, Jefferson, St. Bernard, and Plaquemines. Of course, Terrebonne has levees, Lafourche, St. Charles, and on, you know, we're building them over in Iberia. We're starting to build them. We're designing them. And so, I mean, to use that kind of a scare tactics, I don't know what his game was.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but you hear from your peers, you know, you're involved in the industry of coastal protection. Has anybody embraced this study that you're aware of? Because all I'm hearing is criticism.
Not one engineer that I know that takes it seriously. I mean, you know, it's something this guy came out with. He didn't vet it through CPRA. And I ask any of your listening audience out there, if they're professors or they're with universities, if they have a study, please present it to us and let us take a look at it and see. And if they want some validity out of it, we'll be happy to go over it. But for him just to come out with this, you know, my question to him, I think he's from Tulane. I bet the president or chancellor of Tulane wouldn't like to hear that if it got around the United States that Tulane's got to move away. They better quit taking student applications because Tulane needs to move. Now, I wonder if they got their band backed up, which naturally they don't. Tulane's a good school. So if you're going to say let's move, where? You know,
that was my first question, Gordon. I said, I'm going to go assemble some property on the North Shore and see if I can't sell it to Tulane. I mean, if this is where we're headed.
I mean, I don't, you know, to come up with you're going to be moving. Remember this, Newell. Let's look at the Mississippi River, which is about 12 foot higher on an average than New Orleans, sometimes higher than that. New Orleans is 7 to 9 foot below sea level in certain areas. So that's 20 foot difference. That Mississippi River has kept the river out of New Orleans since the 20s. That's when it built the levees in the 20s. And that started out coastal erosion problem because the river didn't overflow banks and deposit sediments in our estuaries, you know, and cause there was, you know, it wasn't rebuilding any marshes. So therefore we start, is what they call subsidence today.
Yeah, I mean, that's what y'all are trying to address now with a lot of the projects that you're doing, right?
Right. First, you protect yourself with levees. We're protected in a lot of communities. We still got a few communities to go. Indicated. Now we're going to build a land bridge because, as you know, the diversion, you know, we've proven that, first of all, you can't afford the diversion. Second of all, it's not going to create but a few thousand acres, if any, over 50 years. You can't wait 50 years. So we're building land bridges. When we start up the dredges, which we hope to get them started next year, we hope the court doesn't slow down the permitting process, and we've talked to them. But, I mean, we'll be building acres per day, not per cent, not per 50 years. And so what are we doing? We're going to the Barrier Islands, and we're going to put segmented breakwater rocks as we rebuild islands like I tried to do 15 years ago. And then we're going to build a land bridge. So you got step one, island; step two, land bridges. Then we have some marsh recreation going on. And then you have your levee system. So that's your, if you want to save Louisiana, you protect it from the south going north or the north going south, however you want to do it.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think there's been another recent story. I mean, this study actually took off around the world. I mean, it was amazing.
On CNN.
Where this thing
went. It was on CNN.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to be talking about that with Michael Heck coming up. I mean, you know, because he was, you know, saying that this was crazy, this study. But here we are. We're spending all this time trying to beat this back as it relates to the city and everything else. We, as you recall, Gordy, because you were in the midst of this, too, after Hurricane Katrina, you know, talking about basically taking South Louisiana, everything south of the I-10, and so saying, why rebuild there?
Yeah, which is ridiculous. You know, New Orleans is not going to flood by sea level rise. New Orleans has a 17-foot levee system. We just signed an agreement with the Corps through 2070, and they're going to lift the levees accordingly to what they believe they need to keep lifting them. But you're 17-foot right now. You have the largest pump station in the world built over there. And then you also have the largest pump station in the world, and you got some of the largest pump stations in the world. New Orleans is not going to flood by sea level rise. And that, of course, when it rains, there's streets that flood, but that has nothing to do with the levee system. That has nothing to do with the core's pump systems. It has something to do with the water not getting to the pump systems, which is the drainage system.
Right.
Which I know Helene is addressing, and she's, you know, the new mayor. I know she's aggressively trying to get those drains cleaned.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Where does this go next? I mean, this story just kind of stays alive here. How do we bring an end to this thing? I mean, it's just,
it's
a little frustrating.
Newland, this story, in my opinion, do you notice how they slipped the diversion in there? Now, how is a diversion that's going to take 50 years to build 4,000 acres, if it runs correctly, how is that going to stop sea level rise? Okay? And then all of a sudden, this guy slips in the diversion. So it's obvious he believes in the diversion. Well, a diversion is not going to stop sea level rise. They could take that to the bank, and this guy knows that who wrote this. But he, you know, for some reason, it always circles back to the Barataria diversion, for some reason.
The diversion projects that we have had for years, have they ever created land that actually ends up being above the water level?
No, sir. What they do, they accent vegetation with I'm a call a river water fresh water, but it's polluted fresh water. But let's look at diversions. There's only been two that was built by the Corps of Engineers. That is Davis Pond and Carnarvon. Davis Pond is 10,000 CFS. It only runs 1 to 3,000 CFS. Carnarvon is 10,000 CFS. It only runs 1,000 CFS. Every now and then, Davis Pond might get up to 6,000 CFS. In 2005, under the Chief's report, the Corps of Engineers studied 75,000, 100,000, 150, 50, and they came up, and it was in the 2007 word authorization that was authorized by Congress for the Corps to build a 2,500 to 15,000 CFS diversion. The Corps never wanted to build this diversion. It was the state, after the BP money was available, decided to do 100% on their own when it was a 65-35% state match with the federal dollars. So that, you know, that the Corps has never wanted to build a large diversion. I mean, if anyone would put up the 2005 Corps Chief's report, it tells you that they are not in favor of building these larger diversions.
Yeah. You know, it's just kind of interesting. I think you're right. This always comes back in an attempt to recreate some momentum of that diversion project. And I think you have to be more targeted. You have to be more specific. And dredging is, I believe, it's my humble opinion, a much better, more cost-efficient, a more effective approach.
Well, what we're doing, and of course, Governor Jeff Landry is every step of the way involved in touch with us on it as we proceed. We're doing dredging. We're going to build land immediately. We're doing another land bridge called Spanish Pass. They already did Spanish Pass, and we're doing Spanish Pass 2. And that is going to be ongoing too, to help protect Plaquemines, and actually it'll help protect Jefferson and Lafitte to an extent. And so, you know, what we want to build is something. You can't wait 50 years. How much of the marsh would you lose in 50 years while you're waiting for this so-called diversion to grow wings? You know.
No, absolutely. I thought that was a flawed plan from the beginning. I read the entire plan.
You don't know. I'd like to tell your listening audience that the Barataria diversion is not going to be built. It's been defunded by the federal government, by the Department of the Interior, Department of Commerce, EPA. And Department of Agriculture, along with the state, it's been defunded. It's the contract has been canceled with the contractor, so it's not going to happen. If you wanted it to happen, you don't have enough money to build it. If you throw everything aside, everything we've shown people, what's bad with, what's wrong with it, you can't afford to build it. So I mean, unless the states could come up with $1 billion. You know, because that doesn't include the maintenance of it. You know, you have a maintenance of that thing over its lifetime that's billions of dollars. I mean, we've had engineers report on that. Everything we've done so to date has been scientifically, and we're building what's in the state's master plan. We have not veered off of the state's master plan on everything we're doing.
You're absolutely correct. I appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully this story just dies, but keeps on gaining, you know, a life. And as you said, there's no money there. It's defunded. To reestablish this is going to take 5, 6, 7 years, and the money's never going to be there. The state is, for all intents and purposes, can never fund this project and not in a position to do so. Unless they get some kind of other settlement or something that actually happens that we're not aware of. As always, appreciate the conversation. Gordon Dove, Chairman, Coastal Protection Restoration Authority. Have a great week.
And thank you very much, Newell, and y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you, Gordon. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.